Tanner Youngberg joins us in the post game as the Indians win 26-6 over IKM Manning. And Tanner on the receiving end of three touchdowns tonight. Talk about the work you did catching the ball as all big receiving catches you had all night long here for this Indians team.
Yeah, it's coaching the rest of the team. Just trust me to make the play, and I just go out there when we need a play. I just do my best to make it. So,
well, you made several of those tonight. Mentioned the three touchdown catches and two interceptions as well. You just have a nose for the football on defense. Now 11 interceptions on the year, tied for first in the state coming into tonight. And I got a feeling now you're sitting alone atop that stat. You almost had one earlier, but not to be, but you get two when all is said and done tonight. Talk about defensively and what you feel you bring or try to bring to the secondary.
Again, it's just I just try to work within the system that coach puts us in, and I was just staying deep tonight, and I was in position to make a few picks, and credit the corners. They were playing really good defense, making the quarterback throw over the top, and I was just able to come over and make a play a couple times.
So. Well, you gained a separation on your touchdown catches, 42-yarder near the end of the first half, and then 30 yards from Connor. And were you surprised that you got the green light to stay with the air game, even up by 14 points there with just a few minutes to left, and IK Manning had used all their timeouts. I know you're glad you did.
Yeah, I don't know. It was the right play in the situation, and I'm just waiting if coach makes the call, then I'm all for it. So that's my favorite part of the game.
And that was the final dagger, 26-6. Pokey wins. Tanner, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk with Tyler Case. Next up, Tyler, big play you were involved in early on in the first half, late in the first half, third down and 13, 42-yard touchdown pass. You get one through the air. You've got a lot on the ground this season. Take me through that play and your perspective as it was unfolding.
I knew it was a big play coming in. Coach asked me if I was ready when he had the timeout there, and I was really excited to throw the ball and see if I could do something with it.
And that got you up 7-6 at halftime. And on the ground, 119 yards rushing tonight on 23 carries. Had some difficulty, at least early on in the game, trying to find some room as they got a big guy or two in the middle of their defensive line. But talk about what it was like for you running the ball tonight.
Start of the game, it was kind of tough sledding for me. You know, they were kind of keying me a little bit, but towards the second half there, we kind of got things going, and play calling by Coach Ain.
A win in the playoffs. You're moving on to play on Monday. What do you say? Still alive and well, second round next week. Let's go get a Monday.
Yep, I'm ready for it. I'm all ready.
All right, Tyler, thanks a lot for giving us a few words. Appreciate
it.
Let's go with Danny Summerlot next. We'll go with Ben next. Well, take your pick. We'll hear from both of you before we sign off here as Ben Olson joins us now. Ben, what did it mean to you to be out there near the end of the game on the point after attempt, which turned into a fake going for two, but just to get on the field after tearing your ACL a few games into the season and getting on the playing surface here tonight, what did that mean to you?
It really meant a lot. It just showed the character of the coaches and teammates, and they always had my back. And it was just good to get out there one last time as the senior year playoff game. You know, that's what you've been goal all season.
Yeah, so you're good enough to get out there on the field for a moment or two. How has the rehab been coming for you? Has you had surgery done on the ACL injury? Where are you with that right now?
It's almost been a month since surgery, going to physical therapy 3 days a week, and it's coming along good, so hope to be back for track.
Yeah, I know it's tough for you as a senior having to miss the stretch drive of this year, but are you doing what you can in practices, maybe helping the coaches a little bit, encouraging the guys, and giving them all the support they need?
Oh, yeah. The secondary really stepped up big. IKM likes to pass the ball, and I know I have confidence in the team that they'll get it done.
Well, hey, Ben, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right. And last but certainly not to be the least is Danny Summerlott. Danny IKM Manning draws first blood with the touchdown with just over 8 minutes to go in the second half, but you shut the door on him from there. What was the defensive game plan coming into tonight against an IKM Manning team that can certainly run it but can mix in the throw, and they did tonight, had pretty good success with that, but shutting him out from there on out?
We've been working all week on just stuffing them on the line of scrimmage, and then our secondary did a real great job tonight covering that deep ball. Had a few hiccups, but we got her done.
Well, you know what? There always seems to be a Summerlott on the field playing for the Indians, and you've certainly made your presence felt this year. Coming in, 134.5 tackles, number one in the state. What's your defensive mindset going out onto the field night in and night out?
You got to get your adrenaline pumping, and then you got to get your D-line going. You know, it's real easy to get a lot of tackles when they're stuffing the offensive line there, and then you can just make fills and get the football.
Well, you racked up several more tackles tonight. We know that as we called your name several times. A little bit of a crosswind here tonight. Some flurries were falling earlier on tonight, but colder than it has been for pretty much all season. But, you know, it's football, man. Got to be ready for anything. How was it tonight playing in a little bit chillier conditions than you've been used to all season?
Oh, it was awesome. I love the cold weather. Uh-huh. You know, I never wear a shirt under my pads. So.
Yeah. Doesn't bother you. No. We're seeing that right now. All right, Danny, you're second round bound in Class 1A for Monday. Soak this one in. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very
Enjoy.
Much.
Thank you.